And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of October. October 23rd is Swallows Depart from San Juan Capistrano Day. This day marks the migration of the thousands of famous cliff swallows of San Juan Capistrano. They leave town every year in a swirling mass near the day of San Juan. They then head for their winter vacation spot 6,000 miles south in Goya, Corrientes, Argentina. Each year they return on or about March 19th, St. Joseph's Day. Their migration has been marked for generations. The swallow celebration began centuries ago when mission padres observed that the birds returned each year on or about St. Joseph's Day on the church calendar, March 19th. Thousands of orange-tailed migrants fly in to reclaim their old nests in the ancient arches and walls of the mission and to raise their young in the valley. The swallows of San Juan Capistrano made the mission and the city world famous. They transferred their nest to the eaves of the mission when it was built near two rivers. This was an ideal spot for swallows to nest and raise their young. Billions of insects necessary to their survival thrived in the open fields and wetlands near the riverbeds, and the swallows could get plenty of mud for building their nests. But today, San Juan Capistrano is a growing city. The swallows have found more eaves to nest under, but their food supply is dwindling as humans take over the wetlands and riverbeds for businesses and homes. Now the swallows are nesting farther from the center of town, and visitors no longer see clouds of swallows descending on the mission as they once did. Still, the swallows are Capistrano's most famous citizens. The birds are not only well-known, but well-loved and protected here. The city is by law a bird sanctuary. Today, Capistrano says goodbye and safe travels to the swallows, knowing they will faithfully return next spring in mid-March. October 23rd is also International Snow Leopard Day. The elegant and well-camouflaged snow leopard is one of the world's most elusive cats. Snow leopards are sparsely distributed across 12 countries in Central and South Asia, from southern Russia down to the Tibetan Plateau, including Mongolia, China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and Nepal. They're usually at home in high, rugged mountain landscapes at heights of over 3,000 meters. The snow leopard has a beautiful spotted coat, thick enough to insulate them from the cold. Their wide, fur-covered feet distribute their weight over soft snow. Snow leopards are solitary creatures and skillful predators, able to kill prey up to 3 times their own weight in challenging terrain. Snow leopards are top predators in their environment, and their prey include mountain sheep and goats. Without the snow leopard, the ecological balance would be disrupted. For example, herbivore populations would increase, resulting in changes to the vegetation, also affecting other wildlife that live in these areas. It's been found that poaching and retaliatory killing as a consequence of a snow leopard killing livestock are sometimes linked, and the attitudes and support from local communities living in these remote mountain areas are critical to the success of snow leopard conservation. The publication of Ethical Vegetarianism and Veganism, edited by Andrew and Claire Lindsay, was on this day in 2018. The protest against meat eating may turn out to be one of the most significant movements of our age. It is difficult to think of a more urgent moral problem than the fate of billions of animals killed every year for human consumption. This book argues that vegetarians and vegans are not only protesters, but also moral pioneers. It provides 25 chapters which stimulate further thought, exchange, and reflection on the morality of eating meat. A rich array of philosophical, religious, historical, cultural, and practical approaches challenge our assumptions about animals and how we should relate to them. And here's a poem for today, Swallows by Leonora Spyer. They dip their wings in the sunset. They dash against the air as if to break themselves upon its stillness. In every movement, too swift to count, is a revelry of indecision, a furtive delight in trees they do not desire, and in grasses that shall not know their weight. They hover and lean toward the meadow with little-edged cries, and then, as if frightened at the earth's nearness, they seek the high austerity of evening sky and swirl into its depth. Swallows by Leonora Spyer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be a moral pioneer. Live vegan.